Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome, Bloodflow. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Dr. Akhil Palanisamy. Dr. Akhil, are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's go. Thank you for having me on.
All right, let's go indeed. Dr. Akhil is a renowned physician, an author, and holistic medicine expert. His newest book is The Tiger Protocol, an integrative five-step program to treat and heal your autoimmunity. Dr. Akhil, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm a physician. I practice integrative medicine. And what that is integrating holistic and alternative therapies together in conjunction with Western medicine. So I kind of practice that way. And the reason I actually got into that was my own illness many years ago. About 20 years ago, I had developed the mystery illness in medical school where I had like lost weight and fatigue and severe chronic pain to the point where I had to stop my medical training and take a year off, try to heal myself because conventional therapy wasn't working. And at that time, it was really the power of holistic medicine, like changing my diet, working on my stress that kind of cured me. And then I realized I wanted to train in this and then bring that to my future patients.
The classic physician heal thyself, except it actually worked.
Exactly. Yes.
Got it. And did you ever figure out, was it an actual illness of some kind or what?
No, there was never a formal diagnosis, but that is also been instructive because many of my patients feel poorly and they don't have a clear diagnosis, but we can still usually get them to feel better.
The human body is pretty amazing.
It really is, yes.
And do you feel like looking back on that, is it a time where you were spreading yourself too thin, staying up too late, not eating the right, kind of all those things?
Yes. I think that was definitely a part of it. And then I had actually become a vegan for 3 years before that. And it turns out that was not the right thing for me. And when I, kind of spoke to some practitioners who instructed me to bring back a little bit of animal protein, that was a big turning point in my health, actually.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Are there different body types, or is everybody perfectly a unique snowflake?
Oh, yeah, there definitely are different body types. And I like to use the Ayurveda system, which is the traditional medicine from India, because that's been around for thousands of years. And they understood this concept that each person has a different body type. And then that can help customize the diet for each person, because we know there's no one size fits all when it comes to diet, but knowing your body type can really help narrow it down.
Okay, got it. How has holistic medicine, is it increasing? Are people becoming more interested in it, more curious about it? Are medical professionals embracing it more?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot more training programs for medical professionals. There's now a couple of fellowship programs, one of which I completed in integrative medicine. And it is very slow. So that is going to be a slow process, but there are a lot of hopeful signs for the horizon.
Got it. Well, good. And the Tiger Protocol, what was the motivation behind putting pen to paper and becoming an author?
So that's basically over these past 20 years, as I've been working with patients, I kind of refined this protocol. And the TIGER protocol is for autoimmune diseases, which is the fastest growing category of disease. There's over 100 types of autoimmune disease. So my goal with writing the book was raise awareness about the five root causes, which are in the acronym TIGER. So they are toxins, I is infections, G is gut health, E is eating, and R is rest and rebalance. So I just found those five areas to be so important for people's immune system and their overall autoimmune disease.
So did you say there's over 100 types of autoimmune diseases?
That's right.
And is that number exploding or has that been pretty steady?
No, it's been increasing. Yeah, more and more are being found, and it's very rapidly growing worldwide. And so common examples that people might know about are rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, celiac disease, and so forth. But all these 100 plus diseases have the same five root causes, because that all of those things come back to your immune system. And so kind of going upstream to try to intervene is a lot more effective than just treating the symptoms.
Stop. Why in the world would we actually try to get to the bottom of a problem, doctor?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we all want a quick fix, but sometimes that's not always the right approach.
Is that ever the right approach?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a role. Of course, I prescribe medications. They can be life-saving. They can bring symptoms under control. So that's a great place to start. But we don't have a lot in conventional medicine after that to look into your diet and stress and these things. And that's where integrative medicine really shines, I think.
That certainly makes sense to me. So toxins, I think that if to somebody who's never explored that before, you'll probably scare the heck out of them talking about how our environment is, there's so many different toxins.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You know, the mindset is very important. So you don't want to feel overwhelmed, because the goal is not to be completely toxin-free. You know, you can't live in a bubble. So the goal is just try to reduce your exposures to different toxins. And then your body has its own pathways for detox already built in, your liver, your kidneys, your lymphatics. So just knowing how to like boost those is really powerful.
Are there a couple of low-hanging fruit, for lack of a better term, in terms of toxins that we can be paying attention to that would reduce our exposure?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I think in terms of diet, choosing more organic whenever available is really helpful. And then with fish, you know, going with more of the low mercury fish, which are like the salmon, mackerel, anchovies, those kind of category, rather than tuna or more high mercury fish. And then another thing which people don't often think about is the personal care products, like all the lotions and creams and things, because they do get absorbed through the skin. So you want to try to look at those as well.
So making sure that, is there a category, is it just looking for natural skincare products? Or...
Yes. Yeah, actually, there's a free website by this nonprofit called Environmental Working Group, which has a database about all different skincare products, and you can get their ratings and, you know, free scores about different products.
And those are obviously, everything takes work, but making the shift from, you know, whatever it might be, this kind of meat that I'm eating to an organic meat, that's not that dramatic a shift. And the same thing goes for the lotions and the shampoo that I'm using. We're not changing your entire lifestyle. We're just making small changes.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
And how about in terms of infections? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so that includes a variety of different types of infections, like bacteria, viruses, fungi, like candida or parasites. And my approach with infections is you know, let's make your body inhospitable to infections. So then your immune system will be able to take care of them rather than trying to find the germ, the right germ and the right, you know, drug or approach to kill that germ. Let's focus on the terrain of the body. And that seems to be a really good way to approach infections.
I think that that's great. Make my body inhospitable to infections.
Right.
Just exactly. Position ourselves for success. Mm-hmm. And I've been hearing a lot about gut health and how it's been, we don't pay that much attention to it, but so much is happening there that's influencing our overall health.
Yeah, no doubt. The gut microbiome, which refers to the 40 trillion bacteria in the gut, now it's been linked from everything to diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and autoimmune disease. And also, it's very important for your longevity, because the more healthy your microbiome is, that's associated with, you know, a long and healthy life.
How do probiotics and prebiotics factor in, if at all?
Yes. Oh, yeah, quite a lot. And, you know, my approach is always using food as medicine. And so in the book, I have like 35 recipes for my own kitchen. And I think using prebiotic foods, which are the foods that feed your good bacteria, is great. And I list hundreds of different options in the book, because you don't have to eat all of them, but having more choices gives you more things you can choose from to add. And I think that is really helpful with the prebiotic foods. And then there are fermented foods, which have those probiotics, the live bacteria like sauerkraut and kefir and kimchi. And those are very powerful as well.
No doubt. And food is health. Food is medicine, rather. Yes. And I don't know what the percentage is today. I bet it's higher than it was yesterday and how many Americans are obese, but we're not very good at this.
Yes. And, you know, it's now I think 2/3 of adults in the U.S. are overweight. And then globally, too, it is a huge epidemic of that.
That's shocking.
Yes.
But not...
Yeah. And then, you know, one thing I found in these, in my research was that these same five root causes that affect autoimmune disease also contribute to obesity, contribute to diabetes and heart disease, which is still the biggest killer of people worldwide. And the same causes that help with treating autoimmune disease also helps preventing not only autoimmune disease, but all these chronic diseases. So I think the earlier you can start, the more effective it'll be.
It makes me so sad when I see little kids that are obese, talking about the earlier we can get started, the better. Well, unfortunately, when we're children and we have poor dietary habits, I don't imagine that we all of a sudden shift to healthy eating habits when we're older.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I think that, the food supply is a big issue in terms of the what is fed in our schools to kids, you know, as well. It's really not that many healthy options.
So let's I have some follow up questions, but let's cover rest and rebalance first.
Sure. So that it refers to the mind body connection. And, you know, stress is something we all experience, and we all have different ways of handling it and also relieving it. So find something that works for you, whether it be meditation, yoga, it could be prayer or journaling, getting out in nature. There are gratitude practices, forgiveness practices. So I give people, again, a lot of choices, and then just finding something that you enjoy is the key, because our modern lives are so stressful.
It's got to fit. Mm-hmm. We need to find sustainable things that we're actually going to do, because you could create the greatest lifestyle plan in the world for me, but if I'm just never going to do it, then it's a waste of both of our time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the best kind of, if anything, is the kind that you'll do in terms of health behaviors. So, yeah.
And that's always going to be just an individual
thing
you're going to help people put together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In terms of changing my health, and this is, again, it's all going to depend, but instead of just trying to ask the perfect question, I'll just ask, is it possible to change my health, and how fast can that happen?
Yes. So surprisingly quickly, and there's research on that. So for example, switching to more of an organic food diet within 7 days led to a 60% drop in urine pesticide levels in people.
Wow.
Just over a week. And then taking out, looking at your personal care products and taking out the phthalates and parabens and so forth, within just 3 days, drop the levels about 40% in the urine. So these changes can have like pretty rapid results in your body.
Pesticides by 60%, whatever, a huge number just over the course of a week or so. That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. No, exactly. It's, widespread and, yeah, whatever steps we can take to reduce exposure are helpful.
In terms of how, what role does inflammation play in autoimmune and just, and also heart health?
Oh, yeah. A big role, because we know with inflammation, there's acute inflammation where your a joint might get red and swollen. And, you know, if you bumped it somewhere, and that's very different from chronic inflammation, which is like a low grade thing that occurs in the whole body and actually is thought to be the main mechanism behind all of our modern chronic diseases, you know, heart disease, diabetes, and autoimmune disease is no exception. So the entire TIGER protocol is focused on reducing inflammation because that's going to have so many benefits.
Can you tell me what inflammation really is and what it's doing to me?
Yeah. So inflammation is basically like if you think of that joint again that is inflamed, it's like a part of your body's on fire, you could think. And when you have chronic inflammation, it's like your whole body is on fire. And obviously, that's not what you want. And over time, that contributes to the autoimmune disease, heart disease, and all those negative metabolic effects.
So when I do have chronic inflammation, this isn't I over-exercised and now my shoulder hurts. This is I have an unhealthy lifestyle, and that unhealthy lifestyle is causing inflammation in my body. Is then my immune system like developing or devoting lots of resources to help put the fire out?
Yes, exactly. That's one of the things that happens. And then the other thing that occurs is something called oxidative stress, which is basically like these free radicals, these compounds that are made in the body from chronic inflammation. And that they cause damage directly to all different cells and tissues. So that's why like antioxidants in the diet are so important to counteract that.
So inflammation comes from a poor diet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm eating badly. I'm overweight. Mm-hmm. I'm experiencing inflammation. Free radicals are then created and they're floating all over my body, causing problems that would not have been there if the inflammation had not been there.
Right.
And antioxidants are things such as, and please tell me, that then go and get rid of the free radicals?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And there's many different categories, but it includes things like berries of all types are very rich. Also green tea is a great, great source of antioxidants. And then in general, yeah, vegetables, fruits, beans, whole grains, all of them are very rich in antioxidants.
So the idea here is to try and improve in every aspect of the tiger.
Yes.
And in doing so, I'm creating a beneficial system and a healthy body, just a little bit at a time, and it all helps everything become stronger.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's not so hard.
Right. It's just the implementation is always challenging, but I've tried to give as much detail as I could in the book to help people with that.
I'm fascinated. My work is in personal finance. So it's a function of, do I understand from a literacy standpoint what I need to be doing? And the answer is not always yes. And then it's from a wellness standpoint, am I actually able to take and apply and put these things to work? So the book is accomplishing both of those.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Doctor, I appreciate it. We're just scratching the surface, obviously, but thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage, and where can they get their copy of The Tiger Protocol?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much, George. Really enjoyed our conversation. So a couple of websites. One is thetigerprotocol.com. So just the name of the book.com. And then the other one is drakil.com, which is spelled out drakil.com. And then the Tiger Protocol is sold everywhere where books are sold. And both of those websites are good ways to follow up with me. And on my drakil.com website, I also have my links for social media where people can follow me as well.
Excellent. And if somebody wanted to, do you give consultations? How does that work?
Yeah. I'm not taking new patients for consultation. And that's part of the reason why I wrote the book, is just try to get the information out there to more people. Because I'm not doing like one-on-one consultations with new people.
Got it. Great. Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dr. Akil your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to thetigerprotocol.com. It's thetigerprotocol. .com and get your copy of The Tiger Protocol. Then go to Dr. Akil. It's drakil.com and check out all the great resources that Dr. Akil has been working on and making available. And I mean, there's nobody who's ever going to be more interested in your health than you are. So let's start acting accordingly.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Absolutely. And if I could mention, I've also put together a bunch of like bonuses and about $500 in discounts through my website, drakil.com. So if you order the book and go there, you can instantly download the PDF with all of those codes and bonuses as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Doctor.
Thank you so much, George. I enjoyed our conversation.
Likewise. And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.